Steve Miller reporting. President Donald Trump said he would like to see a shutdown if Democrats refuse to back his immigration proposals. Trump made the remarks during a roundtable discussion at the White House with law enforcement officials and lawmakers on the threat of the MS-13 gangs.
We have to shut it down because the Democrats don't want safety. And unrelated, but still related, they don't want to take care of our military. Then shut it down. We'll go with another shutdown.
Congress is currently negotiating ways to prevent a looming government shutdown at midnight Thursday. Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-jung, is part of a North Korean delegation heading to the Winter Olympics in South Korea, raising concerns that the North is trying to use the event for propaganda purposes. David Doyle reports.
Kim Yo-jung was blacklisted last year by the U.S. Treasury Department. Her visit also raises concerns over whether Pyongyang is using the Olympics to push its own agenda. That's something that U.S. officials are keen to block.
We will not allow North Korean propaganda to hijack the message and imagery of the Olympic Games.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said on Wednesday that the U.S. will soon unveil its toughest ever economic sanctions on the reclusive country.
That was reporter David Doyle. American Tony Kim was detained at the Pyongyang airport on April 22, 2017, as he was leaving the country. He was in North Korea teaching accounting at Pyongyang University of Science and Technology. In a YouTube video, Kim's eldest son, Seol, wondered whether the Winter Olympics in South Korea provided an opportunity for the U.S. government to press harder for his release. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Taiwan was hit by an earthquake of 5.7 magnitude off the eastern coast Wednesday evening. The government said the earthquake took place late Wednesday near Hualien, the same area that a strong quake struck on Tuesday and where recovery efforts were still ongoing. Rosanna Philpott reports as the damage and recovery continues.
The tremor has left 40,000 homes without water and almost 2,000 without power. Footage from Tuesday night showed people trying to escape leaning buildings, passing children down from balconies as aftershocks shook the city.
At least 7 people were killed and 67 still missing. Kenya's government said Wednesday it had deported a politician arrested for witnessing the mock inauguration of opposition leader Raila Odinga as the people's president. Miguna Miguna renounced his Kenyan citizenship years ago but never reclaimed it, according to Interior Ministry spokesman Mwinda Joka. Luis Ramirez has more.
The government said it had deported Miguna to Canada, where he said he was granted political asylum after he and other Kenyan student officials in 1987 were detained, tortured, and released without trial. Miguna called the government's latest actions illegal and said he would challenge them in court. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Tuesday, Polish President Andrzej Duda signed into law a bill that imposes jail terms for suggesting the country was complicit in the Holocaust, prompting sharp criticism from Israel and the United States. Wednesday, the European Jewish Association will challenge it in constitutional court. Chairman Rabbi Menachem Margolin.
We all know that Poland was not running their part, the country during the Holocaust. Of course, we know that the death camp have been built by the Nazis, but you cannot wash away part of the history. You cannot take away the responsibility of the Polish government.
Poland's right-wing government says the law is necessary to protect the reputation of Poles as victims and not as perpetrators of Nazi aggression. The United States is rallying countries in the Western Hemisphere to escalate the fight against a problem that's detrimental to the region, drug trafficking. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said he is encouraged by Colombia's progress in the reduction of coca growth. Tillerson's remarks come days after U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to curb assistance to illegal drug hotspots. After Colombia, Tillerson heads to Kingston, Jamaica, the final stop on his five-nation Latin American tour. Anti-terrorism court in Pakistan has sentenced a man to death and 30 others to prison terms, ranging from 4 to 25 years, for their role in a campus lynching of a university student. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
And broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station. VOA.